Hezak the Gemara. Today what I'd like to do with you is some of the Malacha of Zoreh, and then we will probably spend the next week plus on the Malacha of Boreh afterwards. But the Gemara begins at the bottom of Ein Gimel and Beis, Hainu Zoreh, Hainu Boreh, Hainu Merake. The fact the Gemara, Locha Oira, they're all the same, right? They're all the same. So Abaye v'Rava Damit Abaye Kol Milsa Dehevya B'Mishkan Afagav De'Ika De'Damyala Choshev Lo. Right? The Gemara answer is that no, because Zoreh, Boreh, and Merakid were all done in the Mishkan. So even though they're similar to each other, still we consider each of them as an Av. For the Gemara, I include Kotesh. So Abaye answers, no, we're not going to include Kotesh. Kotesh basically is that you take the wheat kernel, and first you do lasisa. It's Meduyuk and Rashi that you don't do this to the wheat kernel until it is scalded in boiling water. But after they did lasisa on the wheat kernel, they would just like press down on it, and that would remove the bran from the wheat, and in that way you would have a cleaner wheat. For the Gemara, so let's have Kotesh also. Apparently this wasn't only done by wheat, this was also done by the Samamonim for the Mishkan. So for the Gemara, let Kotesh be an Av Malacha. So Abaye says, no, Kotesh is not an Av Malacha, shekein ani ochel pito belo ketisha. An ani eats bread with the bran in it. Right? Today, Adarabba, today the richer people eat whole wheat bread. But at the time of the Gemara, the whole wheat bread was eaten by the Aniyim. And Tosfos points out that just like the Ani would eat the bread without Ketisha, so also the Samimonim that an Ani would use would also be without Ketisha, would also be without doing this Lasisa process and then pressing down, etc. That's the way the Gemara is learning. Now, the Pashtus in the Gemara, let me just make one more point, I'll take your question, Zach. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that we're saying that because the Ani can eat his bread without kesisha, therefore it's not a necessary act, and therefore it's not going to be one of the Avos Malachos, because Avos Malachos are hafta havoy b'mishkan chashiva, are the chashav acts, the significant acts. This act is not considered a chashav act because the Aniyim did not do it. That somehow takes away from the chashivas. Chashivas in this sense is an act that is absolutely necessary. And this act of Ketisha is not necessary. Right? Then the Gemara goes on, and Rava has a different approach. Rava says that no, since there's only 40 malachos, so therefore we can't include Kotesh. So Frank Gemara, well, why don't you have Kotesh and not have one of the three Zoreh, Boreh, Merakid? So Ela Machvata Keda Abaya. Abaya's answer is the real answer, is the official answer in the Gemara. Zach.
So the beginning of the Zman, we're learning about what makes it into 39 or like last movement. The last time we said that kind of, even though we had decided 39, kind of the rabbis got together and they kind of figured out the Sfarah.
The Ritva on Mem Tes, and it says that, right, that they figured out, we said, what are the Chashav acts?
That's right. So it seems like here, we're saying it's like a Chashav act. My question was, is that if you say that it looks like the Mark, Shadow Lines, what they're saying is, most Aniyim don't do this, and Aniyim is defined, if I should say, Aniyim is defined not by how poor they are, but by the fact that the majority of people do it, right, the Rav. So,
okay.
So that means today, for waiting Sparrow, right?
Again?
Based on majority.
Yeah.
Right, so then today, if the majority of people...
It could change. Again, so this gets into like the Chazanish about what's considered Shnei Alafim Torah and whether things can change or not. I would assume that what's considered Lamites Malachas cannot change, just because Chazal Koveya, based on the Metzius at that time, and even if the Metzius later on potentially changes, and also we're trying to figure out based on the fixed time of Asiyas HaMishkan. So I would assume that it's unlikely that anything would change here. Yeah.
There seems to be a bit of a question as to the Ketisha, if it's Dosha or if it's Tchina, right?
So there's a Machlekes HaRishayim, what is the Malacha of Kotesh? The Rashi assumes that Kotesh is really going to be Dosh, and Rashi says that you're going to be Chayesh Shnayim, and look in the Rashash over here, whether you're actually going to be Chayesh Shnayim or not. The Ritva, however, and others, assumes that Kotesh is like a Toda of Tochein. That's like a... that's a detailed discussion over here, which is very important, but that's not really what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the Malacha of Zorah. Now, within the Malacha of Zorah, the Gemara says that Zorah, Borah, Merakeid are all the same type of Malacha, but nonetheless are considered three separate ovals. Yet, from Taisus, Diba Hamasal Af Agav, from Taisus at the top of the page, you see that, you know what, they're not exactly the same. Shovet and Mesach are exactly the same in terms of like stretching out the wool to set up the loom. It's exactly the same thing, so that's why it's not called two separate ovals. But over here, they are considered two separate. They are considered three separate ovals. Zorah, Borah, Merakeid are three separate things, unlike Shovet and Mesach, which are exactly the same. Now, Tosis doesn't really explain what he means, and the Taisus HaRash over here kind of says a teeny bit more, but it's not abundantly clear what he means either. However, it seems to be that there are two different approaches that I'm aware of, and they're both found in Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Zorah, Borer, and Merakeid are different because they're different what I would call Be'echos HaPu'ula. They're different that they are done in different sort of ways. Rashi says that Zorah is Bereches L'Ruach. Zorah means that you use a Reches as a board that throws the seeds up. Borer, Rashi says, is Biyadov. Merakeid is with the Keli. According to Rashi, Zorah, Borah, and Merakeid, according to Rashi in the Mishnah, Zorah, Borah, and Merakeid are different, but Echos HaPu'ula. However, on Ayin, Hey, on the Beis, the last Rashi before the next Mishnah, Rashi writes that the difference between Zorah, Borah, and Merakeid is Echos HaNif'al. The difference is, what am I working on? The object that I'm working on is different, right? Zebekashin, Zebetzroros, Zebekemach. Right, that one is with straw, apparently Zorah is with the straw. Right? Now the straw means that every piece of wheat grows on a stalk. Zorah is a way of throwing it up in the air and the stalk comes off. Zebitzroros, Zebekemach. I believe the malacha of Borer is that you separate the rocks from the tivua. And Merakeid is within the kemach itself, within the flour itself. I sift it to separate the coarser flour from the finer flour. Right? So Rashi on Ayin Heyomet Beis is saying that the difference is Echos HaNif'al. Presumably, either one of these Mahalchim and Rashi, either Echos HaPu'ula or Echos HaNif'al, could be what we are getting at when we say that Zorah, Borah, Merakeid counts as three separate ovals. You cannot count as a separate av if your mamish exactly the same. That's what Taisus is pointing out in terms of Shovet and Mesach. Right? Again, I'm not an expert in the wool doing process, but I think Shovet and Mesach are basically they're setting up a loom and they're stretching the wool to go on the loom, and one is when you stretch the wool this way and one is stretching the wool that way. But it's exactly the same thing. Right, it's the same pu'ula, stretching wool, and putting it on the loom, and it's the same nifal, they're both acting on wool. So Echos HaPu'ula, Echos HaNifal is the same, so Shevet HaMesach is one malacha. However, when I have Zorah, Borah, Merakeid, where even though in all three cases, what I'm doing is I'm separating some cheyach from the grain, but they are done differently. Either the pu'ula is different or the nifal is different. And consequently, right, they count as three separate malachos. So that's the yisod according to Rashi.
The Tosfos here says he differentiates between the menapets of Dosh and menapets of Dosh. He says that it's war with them with Ishma. So,
right.
That's
Echos HaNifal, yeah.
That's Echos HaNifal. So someone would think that Dosh and Menapet, or the Menapets of Dosh, should be a separate av.
So how come Menapet of Dosh is not a separate av? So what's interesting is, we tried to address this a little bit last time, a bit, when we spoke about Menapet and Menapet.
Right.
Now how come, that's a very good kasha. Right, how come it's not considered a separate av?
Like
Zorah Baram Rakid. I don't know. I have to have him eyeing in that. Does anyone have an approach? Yeah?
A little bit. The difference is at what stage you're on with the wheat. In other words, when you're taking, let's say, a wheat stalk or a barley stalk, who gets exactly the same thing? Who cares? right? If it happens to be weed or happens to be barley, that's the same thing. But if you're talking about different stages of where you
in
are,
different stages weed, within the process of getting to the kemach nitchan. So you're saying that just a different object, zebet tvua, zebet pishton, doesn't matter. Right? It's the exact same ma'isa, and I'm doing the same exact thing of removing the psoles from it. But over here, it's different stages in terms of coming to a fine. In other words, I first remove the stalk, then I remove. And okay, I think that's reasonable. Right? That's a nice distinction. Yeah, Ari?
Also, the relationship between the ochel and the psoles.
What do you mean?
In the Zohar, the grains versus the stalks are two different parts of the way it grew. The border is foreign substances that got in versus what the thing that you're working with. And Meraki, it's two different qualities of the same thing.
Correct. And therefore, and how's that different than
Minat? They're both dealing with parts of the way you grew.
The difference in Zohar Bara Meraki that Rashi is pointing out on Ayin Hey at least is differences in the type of psoas that there is. Right?
Yeah.
The same thing is just a different chafza. A different. Okay, say that. Good. I think that's very similar. It's very similar to what you were saying, right? I think. Oh, okay, good. Now. The Yerushalmi and the Bavli have a fundamental machlokes in this entire sugya. According to the Bavli, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakid, that the malacha of Zora, Borer, Merakid are all the same, meaning that Zora is fundamentally a way of removing psolas from ochel. The Yerushalmi, however, takes the approach that Zora doesn't mean removing psoles from ochel, but Zora means scattering a substance into different parts, spreading it out into different areas. That's Zora for the Yerushalmi. No?
Thanks a lot.
The Yerushalmi writes, harokeik, if a person spits into the air, right? So that is going to be the malacha of Zora. And this is paskin by the Ramah at the end of Shin Yutes. The Ramah writes, harokeik baruch b'shabes. Baharuach mefazer harok chayiv mishum zora. Right? That what the Rama is saying is that there's a chiyuv of zora, meaning I spit in the wind. Right? The malach of zora involves using the wind. Right? It's a koyachachem meurabo. That's I'm chayiv for. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But the malach is based on spreading something, scattering the same substance into different places. Now, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are disagreeing, but l'cha'ira, when you think about it, and this is a point that the Shvisas HaShabbos makes in Oz Tesvav, and the Eglei Tal makes this point also, when you think about it, both aspects were present in the classical case of Zora. Classical Zora means I take my reches, I take my board, and I throw the wheat up on the board. And what will happen is really two things. While the wheat is up in the air, the chaff and the stalk will come off of the wheat. And also, that chaff will end up being scattered in different areas. So you're separating the eichel from the psoles, and you're also separating the psoles into different chalakim. Apparently, I am not a farmer, but apparently both of these things occur when you do Zora, and the Yerushalmi is focused on Zora within the psoles, and the psoles is separated into different components. The Bavli, when it says Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakeid, what the Bavli is doing is the Bavli is saying, no, right, the only malacha over here is separating Eichel and psoles. There's no malacha spreading, of separating, scattering the psoles into different components. Let me hear from Ari and then from Yossi.
When you use Zora, the grains are already off the stalk. It's just mixed together.
But what I do is I throw it up in the air, and that removes like some of the chaff, and I think it removes the little pieces of grain that still are attached to the bottom of the grain piece. Right? The little bit of the stalk that's still attached comes off also. when you throw it in the air. Again, we have to try. We have to.
I'm not.
Is
anybody
further?
No.
Yeah. Wait, Yossi. Same thing. I mean, they're happening at the same time. I'm not being careful in the way I'm phrasing it, whether it's Ocham, Sosam, Ocham. I'm not phrasing it carefully. I don't think it fundamentally matters. Now.
Well, according to Rishonim, when we do malachos, usually it's for a purpose. We want it to separate, we wanted the food, we wanted something. Yeah. What exactly do I gain by separating the chat?
So that's one of Rebbe Akiva Eger's kashas over here. That kasha actually is in the last. You see, you have to read the Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger Simen Chav that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha. And the Rebbe Akiva Eger has it in. Rebbe Akiva Eger has it over here in Shulchan Aruch also. He writes on this Ramah, Lo Ra'inu Misha Chashash Bezeh. No one is careful about scattering their spit. Kevon She'eno Miskavin Lekach. Because it's Eino Miskavin. So everyone jumps up and down, they spit water. Nicholas says, so what if it's Eino Miskavin? I said, it's a psik ratio. Right? Who cares if it's Eino Miskavin? So the answer might be that what Rebbe Akiva Eger has at the end of that tshuva, that this is a psik ratio delo nicholei. In the sense of lo ichbatlei. I don't care about it. I don't care that the saliva is broken up into smaller units of saliva. It doesn't matter at all. And therefore, because it doesn't matter at all, that's why I, says Rebbe Akiva Eger, I should not be chayiv. Right? So that's really your kasha that Rebbe Akiva Eger asks. Jacob?
I mean, there can be examples where you would care. You take a hose, for example, you know, those hoses that it's put...
Sometimes I want to water plants in many different directions. I put my finger on the holes and it...
Or, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are...
Potentially, but you get the impression, the way the Ramah quotes it, that Harokek Baruach B'Shabbes, whoever cares about
that case, right?
The spit going in different directions. Again, maybe you're saying that the situation is that you're chayiv because it's going in different... Maybe. Maybe I'm trying to water different plants. I don't know. Now, just to understand the Yerushalmi, that the Malach of Zorah is very different than Malach of Borer, some of the Sfarim point out, the Shvisas of Shabbos has a sense of Katan Tesvav, that really the issue over here is based on the definition of Borer as much as it's based on the definition of Zoreh, Va'afaresh et Sichati. What the Shvisas of Shabbos says is that there's another Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes that I could be sitting all day and doing Borer, I'm not going to be chayim. I'm taking my stuff out, a Gansa tub, right? You thought of the stove?
No,
you're
just asking what the
kula
that forces the
Yerushalmi
into holding
into the
skumra.
Right.
But
so that's the same
must,
point.
There must obviously not
pass me Yerushalmi.
What? Just grabbing the chumra and leaving the kula.
Exactly. We're passing like half of the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi is getting his idea because according to Yerushalmi, Zorah and Borer can't be the same. Because Borer is removing all of the psolas. So memela, every case of Zoreh, by definition, is not Boireh, because by Zoreh, there's a little bit of psolus that remains. So how is there ever a malach of Zoreh? Zok the Yerushalmi, the malach of Zoreh has to be scattering rather than separating. Right? It has to be scattering the substance to different areas rather than separating the psolus from the ochel. Right? That's the yisod of the Shvisas Shabbos, the Eglei Tal, they all have this yisod. Now, this issue probably itself is based on another issue. Frekni baha ma'ar akasha. How can you ever be chayiv on the malacha of borer? Isn't it a malacha she'en etzricha legufa? I take the psailas out of the ochel, so I'm chayiv. How can I be chayiv? It's a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. I don't need the psailas. So Bahamu'ar answers, you know what? It's an exception. This malacha of, right, Borer, we'll talk about the Ramban, the Bahamu'ar, we'll talk about this next week, God willing. But the Bahamu'ar's yisod is that the malacha of Borer is a malacha shein etzricha legufa. The Yerushalmi is for inferring the Bahamar's problem. Frekta Yerushalmi, how can you be chayiv on borer? Aye, it's malacha shein tzvicha legufa. You don't need the psalas. The answer is the chiyuv of borer is for tikkun ha'ochel. And Zot Yerushalmi, a very extreme formulation that it's only called tikkun ha'ochel when you get all the psalas out of that ochel. Right? It's not tikkun ha'ochel kol zman, right? There's one tiny rock left. It's not tikkun ha'ochel because the ochel is not mitukan. So, right? The ochel is not fixed because there's still junk in it.
It's mitukan, but 98%
is mitukan. 98% is nothing. I want good food. I want my food to be clean, of no debris. If there's one bug in your soup, you still give it back to the restaurant. Right? You don't want it. So the yesod of the Yerushalmi is that borer is fundamentally different than Bavli's borer. The Bavli can say, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merake, because for the Bavli, they are all removing psoilas, even though it does not end up minuka. It doesn't end up completely clean up psoilas, but for the Yerushalmi, I can't say that. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, remind me next time we're in the base medrash. I forgot to say over the Totsos Chayim, I planned on saying Gov when we did the Taisvis. Just remind me to say it over when they're base medrash. Let's go back there within this. Now, Reb Kiva Eger noticed one time when he's walking in Lisa that somebody was like pouring water out of the window on Shabbos. He's pouring water out of the window on Shabbos, and the water begins to scatter. Reb Kiva Eger says, oh my gosh, the water is scattering. Isn't that the Malach of Zora according to Yerushalmi? Right? That's what Reb Kiva Eger noticed. So Reb Kiva Eger writes a whole tshuva, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes this entire tshuva, where Reb Kiva Eger basically argues that there's no Isser of Zora when you pour water out of the window. Now, Leman HaEmes, Reb Kiva Eger is saying different things in different places. Right? Reb Kiva Eger, in the Hagos of Reb Kiva Eger on the page of Shulchan Aruch, which is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Zayin, Reb Kiva Eger gives two heterim to argue on the Ramah. The Ramah says, if I spit, I'm in violation of the Zora. Reb Kiva Eger says, no, I'm not. One, it's a Dover She'enu Miskavein that we spoke about beforehand. That's a Psikresha Delo Nicholei. Two, Ein Derech Zeriya Bekach. That's the way I have the Reb Kiva Eger in my versions. In the newer, fancy, razzle-dazzle Friedman Shulchan Aruch, you know, the black ones, they have the Gerson Reb Kiva Eger, not Ein Derech Zeriya Bekach, but Ein Derech Zerika Bekach, no? Ein Derech Zeriya Bekach would mean, this is not the normal way to do Zora. Just like I have a Malacha of Tzad, and there's only a Malacha of Tzad, and something that's Yesh Bemino Nikso, something that's a Derech Zeriya Bekach, so also, Ein Derech Zeriya Bekach, it's not the normal way to do Zora.
What was his other objection to the Ramah?
So one objection to the Ramah is that it's a Dover She'enu Miskaven of Sikresha Delay Nicholei. What difference does it make if my spit divides up into different components? Objection two is that this isn't the type of item that Zeriya is done with. That's objection number two, the way we have it in the Reb Kiva Eger. However, in the Razzle Dazzle Friedman Shulchan Aruch of the Reb Kiva Eger, it doesn't say Ein Derech Zeriya Bekach, but Shteit Darten, it says over there, Ein Derech Zerika Bekach. Zerika Mitakuf. Zerika Mitakuf means it's not the way to throw. And if that the Reb Kiva Eger meant, so then what Reb Kiva Eger is really saying is interesting, because he's really arguing on the Mahalach of Reb Menashe Oya. Reb Menashe Oya wrote the Sefer Alfei Menashe, which is quoted here in the Bir Halacha. Right? The Alfei Menashe says that you have the wrong girsa in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Roikik, if I spit and the wind takes my saliva, so I'm chayiv mishum, what? Zok Reb Menashe Oya, I'm chayiv mishum ma'vir dal ramas in Rishas Harabim. Why? Well, by the way, that would be a pretty impressive, talk about a yeshivish contest over here, it'd be pretty impressive to go Dalai Lamas, the real cake. Just saying. But the fact...
If there's a rock, then it's but a rock.
It's still impressive.
Seven feet.
I don't want to pursue this point further. I think we've said enough about this, Nikuda. But the fact is, according to this other Gerson, Reb Akiva Eger, Reb Akiva Eger is saying, "Ein derech zrika v'kach, I can't be in violation of the Isra Hitzah because it's not the normal way to carry." It's not the way to carry Ayyidei spinning. Now, there is another girsa. Remember, we have a Yerushalmi that says roe cake and the Ruach takes it, some Chayimishim Zoreb. So Reb Menashe Ilya probably changed the girsa in Yerushalmi that I'm Chayimishim Zoreb instead of Zoreb. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan takes it. The Mishnah Brura has a different take. He says, no, you're Chayimishim Zoreb, meaning to say, since the Malacha of Zoreb involves that the Ruach takes it far away, so also the Malach of Haitza'ah involves that the Ruach takes it. In other words, we're bringing a raya from the Malach of Zoreh that I can violate a Malach al yedei the Ruach. But the Malach that I'm violating, Zachar bin Asha Ilya, is the Malach of Haitza'ah. And Reb Akiva Eger says, no, it can't be Hotza'ah because it's not in Derech. Let me just make one more Ha'ara. Other people have, and Rabbi Eider has this in his Sefer, I think in note 67, that maybe what we mean is not the Malacha of Zorik, and not the Malacha of Zoreh, but maybe when I spit, I'm Chayim Shum the Malacha of Zoreh'ah. Right? What does that mean? Reikik if I spit, and what? And then it goes in the air, and it flies and it flies and it flies and it lands on the ground. So that's like watering plants. So there are three girsa'os over here. Ari.
So the Gemara of Kama said that you're only
chayim
shem
zorei
al yeruach because...
And the rush there above the Kama writes that that's a special din by the malacha of Zoreh. Not only this malacha, but again, it's malacha in the Russian Baba Kama and Rashi and Baba Basra. The same Gemara appears in the second pack of Baba Basra, in the place where Rashi was still alive, right before Rashi died. Rashi died at the beginning of the third pack of Baba Basra, this is at the end of the second pack of Baba Basra. But the fact is, the Rush writes there in Baba Kama that that's a din specially by the malacha of Zoreh. The only Zoreh am I chayiv ayyidei the wind. No other malacha of chayiv ayyidei the wind. Al karchacha with Menashe Ilya and this razzle dazzle shot that I'm chayiv yishum zoreh'ah are going to be disagreeing. And they are going to be saying, like the Rashi in Baba Kama, that the din of wind harnessing my action to make me chayim is not only by the malacha of Zoreh, but that thing would be true by other malachos also. No? That's what Chayra would should emerge. It's actually like, where is it? It's on Chavayim or Chavav. It's on Chavav in Baba Basra. Right?
Thank
you.
What?
Again?
Baba Kama, Dasama.
And Baba Basra, Chavav. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Today's
that. Today's that?
Okay.
Right? Well, I should keep out there. Okay. Now, so that's the next taina. Now, Reb Akiva Eger has another svara in the tshuva why I can't be chayiv if I spit, and his svara is because we have a principle of ein zoreh ela bigedulei karga. Well, I actually said it backwards. Reb Akiva Eger noticed this fellow pouring the water out of the window in Lisa, so he thought you should be chayiv. Zot Reb Akiva Eger, perhaps you're not going to be chayiv when you pour water out the window, because water is not gedulei karka. Maybe if I'm rokeh, maybe if I spit, I could be chayiv, because an adam is gedulei karka. Teidalcha, the Rambam paskins that if I'm chovel, Chayiv Mishum Mefarik, which is a tolda of Dosh, yet Ein Disha Ella Begidume Karka. Right? Obviously, the Rambam was on Chol Veil, right? That an Adam, when they injure a person, the person is Gedulei Karka. Right? We spoke about Machlokas Rashi and Tosis and Kedushin Dav Zayin, about whether only Eben is Kukashim Karka or Adam is Kukashim Karka in general. Right? That Rambam is assuming that Adam has a din of Gedulei Karka. Just like the Rambam holds Behema has a din of Gedulei Karka in terms of Chol Veil. No? The fact is, Mipkibe Eger says, you know what? If you pour water out the window, you can't be chayim because that is not going to be gedulei karka. And in order to be chayim, it has to be gedulei karka. So everyone asks on Mipkibe Eger, they say, one second, Mipkibe Eger, you tell me that you're only chayim on Zoreh by gedulei karka? Would that mean that you're only chayim on Bover by gedulei karka also? Because with Ha'ira, right, Zorah and Borer is the same thing. And we know that it is Borer even though it's not Gidulei Karka. The Gemara tells me in Ayin Hay that a Chilazon, which is some sort of snail or fish or something, whatever the Chilazon is, we can't get involved, it's too complicated. But the Chilazon is not Gidulei Karka. And yet the Trumas Hadesh and Paskins and Safka Paskins in the Rambah, that I can violate Borer on Shnei Mine Dogim, two types of fish. Right? So obviously this Borer Shalom Gedulei Karka. So how can Rabbi Akiva Eger come and tell me that there's only Zomer if it's Gedulei Karka when I know Pashut that there is Borer Shalom Gedulei Karka? That's the Ha'ara. Yes, sir.
So according to what I said before, that the difference in Zomer Borer Meraki is the relationship between the Ochon and Solis. So it makes sense that only Zora is only the Gidulei Karka, because the point of Zora is that it's part of something that was grown in the same thing.
But let's say better. I have a better approach. Want to say something?
I don't know what he said.
You can say something else.
Is it egg Gidulei Karka?
Is an egg Gidulei Karka? We said no. In other words, the Arzarua that spoke about Ma'ameh, the Arzarua that quoted from the Uraim, we don't have this in our Uraim. That Ma'amir beats him. Then the face of an Abu Dhabi
character.
Why is it spit? Because a spit comes from an Adam, and an Adam is character.
That comes from Egypt.
It is interesting how half of the spit is called Gedulei Karka and the Beitza wouldn't be. I don't know.
And that is a good Ha'ara.
Let's just finish this Nekuda. The Ha'ara, that Kasha they ask of Rabbi Akiva Eger is not a good Kasha at all. Because what Rabbi Akiva Eger is doing is he's trying to explain the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that Zorah and Borer are two different Malachas. So Ken Ben Zogin appoints the Yerushalmi that Zorah applies only Gedulei Karka. Borer, who says? Right? No, we're asking Pastor of Kivega, I don't know in Shulchan Aruch that there's Borer on fish, and fish are not Gedulei Karka. The Tarot says, no, Rabbi Kivega is trying to answer Yerushalmi. No, Rabbi Kivega is saying that even those who hold that when you spit, it's going to be Chayas Gedulei Karka because spit comes from the Adam, etc. But that's only to answer the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi holds that Zoma and Borer are two different things. If it's two different things, so theoretically I can split. I don't know in Hasvara why I would do this, but theoretically I could say that there is Zorah only in Gedulei Karka, but Borer does not apply by Gedulei Karka. The last R I want to make very quickly, and then we'll dive into Mincha, is there are two sources that seem to indicate that the Yerushalmi is correct, that Zorah is about scattering rather than separating Silas and Eichel. The first is a pasuk in the Tochacha. Ve'eschem ezoreh ba'goyim. What does that mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do zoreh on us. He's going to spread us out. That means disperse us, no? It doesn't mean to separate the psalos and the eichel. Right? It means to disperse us among the goyim. Ve'eschem ezoreh ba'goyim is a riot to the Yerushalmi's definition of zoreh.
That's a definitely good one.
I can't hear you.
You can take the good one people and leave them.
The shoes will stay good.
It doesn't mean that. No. It means that the Rosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in Gaza and spread us all out. Right?
One column, one pier.
But it's the same Shoresh.
So it's not
being lechabed. Again, so in Hebrew sometimes you have the same shoresh that means opposite things, with sharesh, etc. I understand. Right? But the other raya is just that the Mishnah of Avodah Ben Dalet speaks about the way to do bitul avodah zarah, and one way that you do bitul avodah zarah is shochek bezoga l'ruach. That you take the gechka and you grind it up and you throw it into the wind. Right? Over there's no psoilas and there's no oichel. Right? You don't want any of it, just dispersing it. Now, once, by the way, if we're correct, that according to the Bavli, there is no zoreh unless you're separating psoilas from oichel, so this is a way out of that Magen Avraham in Taf Mem Vav that we spoke about. The Magen Avraham in Taf Mem Vav says that when Er Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, he discusses, can I get rid of my chametz by taking the challah and grinding it up and throwing it into the air? No? So he discusses in Zora Achar Zora. But Ken Minzagen, that the reason why it's not going to be Zora over there is a totally different reason. Because there's no psoilus. And versus no oichel. It's all psoilus. If it's all psoilus, that wouldn't be the malacha of Zora. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Let's have a minute.